Here is Newsline. Rupiah exchange rate at the opening of trading on Monday morning, Wednesday morning in Jakarta, weakened by 36 points or 0.22% to 16,481 rupiah per US dollar from the previous 16,445 rupiah per US dollar. Moving on to the Geological Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources that has raised the activity status of Mount Lewotobi Laki-Laki in East Flores, East Nusa Tenggara Province to level 4 or alert as of Sunday at 8 p.m. Central Indonesia time. Head of the Geological Agency Muhammad Wafid in a statement in Jakarta on Sunday said, the agency recommends the public, climbers, and tourists not carry out activities within a radius of 6 kilometers from the crater of the mountain and the western to northeastern sector as far as 7 kilometers from the center of the eruption. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Apa?
Ingin rasa hati berbisik,
bisikin aja
untuk melepas keresahan dirimu. Oh cantik.
Apa?
Bukan ku ingin mengganggumu, tapi apa arti merindu?
Oh,
The flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Sremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature
and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music quarter presents a song by Jemimah Cita. Juanita Jemimah Cita, better known as Jemimah Cita, was born in Jakarta, September 14, 1999, and became known after participating in a talent search event on a national private TV station in 2021. After that, she started her professional career as a singer with song titled Separuh in December 2021. On November 22, 2024, she returned to greet her fans with a new meaningful song full entitled Kamu Tak Sendiri, or You're Not Alone. This song tells about emotional support and empathy for people who are facing difficulties. Everyone will definitely face difficulties and problems. However, how someone deals with them is something that must be done in order to be able to rise and become better in the future with the support of others who make you feel not alone in facing it. Listeners, here is Jemimah Cita with Kamu Tak Sendiri.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Muratioengo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
Still broadcasting from the fourth floor of RRA building in Jakarta, still in the program of Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. Now we'd like to introduce you the famous Pantolo Pamarasan, one of culinary delights of Toraja, Indonesia. Pantolo Pamarasan is a stew. The main part of the dish is the meat. It can be made with buffalo, pork, chicken, freshwater fish, or eel. Though Pantolo Pamarasan is originally made with pork, you can find modern variations of the dish. For example, some chefs use shrimp or jerk meat. Pantolo Pamarasan is cooked in a special combination of herbs and spices that gives the dish a distinct black color. Visitors to Toraja who are familiar with Indonesian food often compare Pantolo Pamarasan with rawon beef stew. Both dishes are indeed similar, though the sauce used for Pantolo Pamarasan is a lot thicker than rawon. Kluwak, a native plant or tree of Southeast Asia, is the one of the main ingredients of the soup. It is this ingredient that gives Pantolo Pamarasan its distinct black color. The other ingredients used in the dish are shallots, chilies, ginger, galangal, and a pinch of salt. This tasty Pantolo Pamarasan is sprinkled with chives and usually served with steamed rice or sago and vegetables. So this is certainly a dish that is not to be missed when you visit Tanah Toraja, and it must be irresistibly good.
Girl, you don't need to put your makeup on. You're just too irresistible to be as you are, no matter how far. You're just too beautiful for me, and everyone else around you do think you're the one. 'Cause you are a star shining in my door, knocking like a sunshine shining. Crush, crush, crushing around. Every move you make makes me wanna move. You tell me why do I do love it every inch of you. Baby, you're irresistibly good. Girl, I don't need a reason to fall. Baby, I'll be there just a call. Wherever you are, no matter how far, you are the closest thing to an angel. And everyone else around you do think you're the one. 'Cause you are a star shining in my door, knocking like a sunshine shining. Crush, crush, crushing around. Every move you make make makes me wanna move you. Tell me why. Why do I do? Do love it every inch of you? Baby, you're irresistibly good. Let me make promises you need.
I'll be your home.
I'll be your home.
You're reaching
to now and forever. Cause baby, you're irresistible. Star shining in my door, knocking like a sunshine shining. Crush, crush, I'm crushing around. Every move you make makes me wanna move. Baby, tell me why. Why do I do? Do love it every inch of you? You're irresistibly good.
Baby, you're irresistibly good.
Yeah.
Baby, you're irresistibly good.
Yeah, yeah, no, no.
Baby, you're irresistibly good.
Ooh.
Baby, you are irresistibly
good. Baby, you're irresistibly good.
Tahu Ginsruk is a traditional dish from Cirebon, West Java. Made from fried tofu cut into small pieces and served with a distinctive sauce. The sauce is a mixture of palm sugar, tamarind, shallots, garlic, and chili, giving it a sweet, sour, and spicy flavor. This dish is typically served on a small plate or in a mortar and enjoyed as a snack. Tahu Ginsruk is a popular culinary delight, commonly found in traditional markets and street vendors across West Java.
Here is keyword of the day. Once the sail is laughing, we must sail away from the dock. A quote by Kapitan Patimura. This quote means, once we made a decision, we must follow through. Thomas Matulesi, as known as Kapitan Patimura, is a national hero from Saparua, Maluku. When the war broke against the Dutch colonizer in 1917, the kings, the kapitan, or captains, customary chiefs, and the people appointed Patimura as the leaders and commander of the war for his experience and chivalrous role. As a leader, Patimura successfully coordinated the government activities, led the people, managed education, provided food, and built fortresses. This charismatic personality is also known for his cunningness and ability to gather great powers of Maluku people, which successfully halted the Dutch movement. That's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Jalananmu jauh.
tak berteduh.
Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, One thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Bataknese music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Hasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality. Tribute songs of Hasapi musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before they knew modern musical instrument like today. One of the popular instrument is Hasapi. Hasapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as chordophone. In principle, Hasapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Hasapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Hasapi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinarily elder people, and the skills of making Hasapi is passed down to their offsprings. Hasapi musical instrument is divided into two kinds: Hasapi Ende and Hasapi Doa. Hasapi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Hasapi Ensemble. Meanwhile, Hasapi Doa has the same principle with Hasapi Ende. However, in the playing, Hasapi Doa acts as the carrier of constant rhythm. The size of Hasapi Doa is a little bit bigger than Hasapi Ende. It won Sahara Hub as Hasapi musicians' views
Rasapi has its own technique to be played.
Rasapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya
Rasapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Rasapi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony system, which are used in Rasapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately thrice major. Rasapi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as the escort music. Generally, Rasapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Rasapi could be used in the gondang music strains, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Batak community, Rasapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Rasapi, made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a fiber material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listener, before we review on Rasapi musical instrument, let's listen to the Rasapi musical strains with Batakese musician Martagi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardalanao.
Sumang maaw, paturo sana, sangkap-sakap.
play all songs, from folk songs as well as Western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Hasapi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is mi tone. The second one is do. The second tune is known as batak stem. The first string is for re, and the second one is for low sol. Hasapi does not own grip like guitar, so it is hard to play it. This thing makes tourists appreciate this Bataknese musical instrument. The instrument can play any song only with two strings. Hasapi is made of a gyre wood which is grown surrounding Toba Lake. Besides, Hasapi is also made from jackfruit stem tree. So, Hasapi is easier to be crafted. Besides being easily crafted into musical instrument, jackfruit wood is more durable and long-lasting. Then jackfruit log is dragged as the resonance plays for producing sound. Then the place is covered with thin wood. Hasapi is often given the carving ornament to make it look more attractive. Well, listener, that is a short review about traditional musical instrument of Bataknese called Hasapi. We are going to give you another musical strain of Hasapi Doal and Hasapi Inde with Martogi Sitohang. Thank you.
You miss the meat. Say 1, 2, 3. It's GAC again. See up and hot the moon. See up come back from the jungle. You want it too, so why don't you just let it go tonight? So we'll be in. Feel it, feel it, feel it.
Feel it, feel it. Feel it, feel it. Feel it, feel it. Feel it, feel it. Feel it, feel it. Feel it, feel it. Feel it, feel it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Feels so good, right? Let's go.
Yeah, no fucking better is a better now. We'll make it better, better right now. Smart mind, bright line, right rhyme. Don't you ask what went why? Just follow my lead. Get your bins.
Vroom vroom, let's give it a try tonight. Go.
Now where my breath's at?
Feel it, feel it, feel it, yeah.
Feel it, let's hug and leave my knee. The harmony, the lagna, the second family.
Kita bahagia.
Close your eyes.
In Indonesia.
Peach usually has a black or white sack, but in Indonesia, we have a pink one. You can find it at the Pink Peach located in Komodo Island, West Nusa Tenggara. This peach is hidden behind a hill, so it is so serene. Its waters is so clear that anyone wants to dive in it. How can the sand be pink? The pink comes from corals, shells of shells, and calcium carbonate from marine biota in there.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Tope Tugu. The song Tope Tugu tells the story of the courage of the heroes and fighters in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The song is often played in various events in Central Sulawesi. Tope Tugu has also been performed several times abroad, such as at the 2017 Tong Tong Festival in the Netherlands and the 2018 Asiatica Film Festival in Rome, Italy. Well, listener, here is the song Tope Tugu by Hajar Bleh Big Band featuring Zaro Ananta. Enjoy!
Thank you. Pa 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 p